Son of Man is to be delivered up for crucifixion. And then the chief priest and the elders of the people were gathered together in the court of the high priest and named Caiaphas. Verse 4. And they plotted together to seize Jesus, be stealed and kill him. But they were saying that not during the festival, let a riot occur among the people. Verse 6. Now when Jesus was in the Bethany at the home of Simon the leper, and a woman came to him with an alabaster vial of the very costly perfume, and she put it upon his head as he reclined at the table, ate. But the disciples were indignant when they saw this and said, why this waste? For the perfume might have been sold for the high price and the money given to the poor. Verse 10. But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, why do you bother the woman? For she has done a good deed to me. 11. For the poor you have with you always, but you do not always have me. But when she poured the perfume upon my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Verse 13. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, that what this woman has done shall also be spoken of the a memory of her. Verse 14. The one of the 12 named Judah Iscariot went to the chief priest and 15 and said, what are you willing to give me to deliver him up to you? And they waited out to him 30 pieces of silver. 16. And from then on he began looking for a good opportunity to betray him. I finished the verse 16 here.
我们现在谈到16节.
No, this is, I think this the instance we are very familiar with. Also, this one in the John chapter 12 also, the same story is written also.
我们大家很熟悉这个经节，这跟约翰福音十二章讲的是一样的故事.
I think this time the Jesus, he knows that his time, which is the he died on the cross. His crucifixion is getting close to it.
耶稣这时候知道他已经快要被钉到十字架上了.
I think until this moment, his disciple, they do not really understand. Oh, record. Okay.
那门徒他们并不太清楚是什么状况.
So the all the disciples, even though they follow the Lord Jesus Christ, but they do not realize what's going on, actually.
门徒虽然跟从了耶稣, 但是都不太清楚现在是什么状况.
I think they never expect, you know, Jesus die on the cross in the day of the before the Passover.
我想在, 逾越节之前, 他们都不太清楚主耶稣要被钉十字架.
But actually, that's how God designed his begotten Son, the Jesus in this world, to reach up there to let him die so the gate of salvation to be open so the to the whole world.
但是神本来就是预备他的爱子主耶稣要在 人间受死, 才能够打开这个救恩的大门.
But we find out at that time the chief priest, this is the moment, this is the time, so the best time, so since he come to the Jerusalem, so best time is now to capture him, to kill him, the way as like on the cross.
但是我们知道这时候祭司长和民间长老就是计划在这个时候要谋害耶稣，因为现在耶稣已经来到耶路撒冷，这是最好的时机.
So they precisely to talk about how and when.
他们在讲说要如何捉拿耶稣，什么时候捉拿耶稣.
At this time, Jesus was now the reach to the Bethany at the home of Simon the leper. See the verse 6 says.
但是我们知道耶稣现在在伯大尼在 长大麻风西门的家里.
Now this lady, the seven introduced this woman as Martha's sister, is Mary.
那我们知道这个女人就是马大的妹妹玛利亚.
I'm sure because she and her sister and received a lot of grace, a lot of blessing from the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道这两个姐妹在主耶稣身上受到很多的恩惠.
She always looking forward to gaining a chance to do something for the Lord Jesus.
所以他们就一直在找机会能够为耶稣做什么。
We know that is when he went there, you know, even the sister Mary's this brother also was resurrected from the death. She experienced that.
我们知道玛利亚她的兄弟。也是从死而复活，所以他们的确经过主耶稣很多的恩典。
The book of John mentioned that the Mary and Martha, they all received the love from the Lord Jesus.
我们知道约翰福音讲到马大跟玛利亚他们接受了很多主耶稣的恩惠。
And we find out the Lord Jesus really reached out the hands of people who need help, and they really helping them.With the full of true love and care.
我们知道主耶稣的确是帮助那些需要帮助的人，用爱和关怀来帮助他们。
So this time the Mary prepared this precious. It mentioned verse 7, the costly perfume, and she ready, and then she coming, and the Lord Jesus came, and then she anointed them.
所以我们知道玛利亚她用个很极贵的香膏来在耶稣坐席的时候浇到他头上去。
But this story is a very simple and very, very well known story. So even though we don't read the Bible, we understand the whole thing simply.
我们知道这是一个很简单的故事，而且是很有名的故事。其实你不常念圣经，你也听过这个故事。
But when I read the verse 26, this portion, we think about the opportunity.
那我们现在看到二十六节就说
At this time, the one Jesus already pronounced, the verse 2, that you know that after 2 days, the Passover is to be delivered up for the crucifixion. So this is this information is released to his disciple.
所以我们知道这时候耶稣已经把这个消息告诉他的门徒，讲说两天之后，他要被
So the Jesus coming to the Jerusalem is now well-known news for everybody.
所以现在耶稣来耶路撒冷这个消息是大家都知道。
But at that time, if you look at verse 14, there's the Judas Iscariot. It brings this as a chance to betray the Lord Jesus.
那我们知道在十四节，加略犹大用这个机会来背叛主耶稣。
And he wants to have a 30 piece of silver.
因为他想要三十块钱。
Verse 16, this word it seems quite sad, but then you mentioned that from that on he began looking for a good opportunity to betray him.
十六节这边很让人难过的就是从那时候他就找机会要把耶稣交给他们。
There's a fact that Jesus coming to the Jerusalem, a lot of people different way to now seeking for using this opportunity do something.
我们知道在耶稣来到耶路撒冷的时候有很多人都找机会对他下手。
Well, only the one, this lady, the woman, the Mary is the one captured this opportunity.To anoint the Lord Jesus with this costly perfume to prepare for his burial.
但是玛利亚却是找机会，用这个机会把香膏浇在主耶稣身上，为他的安葬而做准备。
Any times there's an opportunity come that we can use this for the good purpose, or sometimes that opportunity become a neutral that can be used for the evil purpose also.
我们知道有机会来，我们可以做好事，但是有机会我们可以做坏的事情。
And I find out that Cain and Abel, both of them, they wants to make the offering to God since they received the blessing from the Lord.
我们知道该隐跟亚伯他们都受到主的祝福，所以他们都想要为主来奉献。
I think that both of them, Cain and Abel, both of them, they when they offer to God.They wish that God accepted their offering.
他们在献祭的时候，他们都希望主能够接受他们的献祭。
But God only accepted Abel's offering. At that time, Cain get angry about that.
但是神只有看中亚伯的献祭，没有看中该隐的供物，所以该隐就很生气。
Both of them actually beginning with a good purpose, a good initiations to offer to God.But one for to become a blessing, but one for become a tragedy.
但是我们知道，两个人虽然刚开始都是有很好的想法，都希望神能够接受他们的供物，但是一个人得到了神的祝福，但是另外一个人却变成了悲剧。
But so we can think about the opportunity. As opportunity is precious.
所以我们可以想这个机会，这个机会其实是很难得的。
So we never misuse the opportunity, so we waste opportunity, and also we're supposed to using the opportunity for the evil purpose also.
但是我们不能错过机会，不能浪费机会，也不能把机会拿来做坏事。
So we in the New Testament time, Ananias, Sapphira, but.Many church members, they sell the property and then they offer to God.
我们知道在新约亚拿尼亚跟撒弗利亚那个时候，有很多人都把自己的财产卖了来献给神。
So they think that since all the people offer to God, so they want to offer to God, so they sell all the property, and then they bring the money to offer to God. But at that time, they changed their mind.
那我们知道亚拿尼亚、撒菲亚他们也去把他们的田产卖了，要献给神，但是他们那时候改变了主意。
It turned out to be the most blissful opportunity, blissful chance for them to receive the blessing from God. It turned to be for them is a great disaster for them.
本来这是一个很好机会，可以把东西献给神，但是对他们来讲却变成一个灾难。
So chance is a precious opportunity. We have to.We think about this is as we can choose. I mean, we can think as treat as very importantly.
So we can think, this 个机会我们要很要把它正视
But sometimes opportunity come, it turn to be for us to be as a chance to be lose something. But at the same time, opportunity comes to us, then chance we gain a lot out of this opportunity.
所以有时候我们的机会可以让我们丧失去东西，但是有时候机会可以让我们得到很多。
Well, we know that Isaac, when the land has a famine upon to the land.
我们知道以撒那个时候他们当地有饥荒。
Isaac trying to, I'm sure because he tried to maybe move out of the land.
他想要离开那个地方。
So he's looking for the place, a better place to live, you know.
他想要离开的地方找一个比较好的居住的地方。
But God said, do not go down to Egypt.
但是神跟他讲说不要去埃及。
Just go where I show you so they can stay there.I'll bless you that you, the what I bless your father. So you that blessing now follow to you to your God, bless you.
我要叫你去，我要叫你去的地方，就你会像你爸爸一样，能够得到我的祝福。
If for him it was a great opportunity to actually to move the better place to live, but yet God says, just live there. So God brought them into the place where the enemies are surrounded.
他本来应该有一个好机会可以离开那个地方，但是神叫他待在那个地方，所以他就被他的仇敌围绕。
If you know the story, the Isaac when he settled there is the place God showed him is surrounded by the Philistine.
那要是我们有读经，我们就知道以撒他在的地方是被非利士人包围。
But God blessed him. So after the period of time, God blessed him.
但是过了一段时间以后，神祝福他。
Bible says he blessed 100-folding time of blessing he received from God.
圣经上讲说他得到一百倍的祝福。
That's why the surrounding people they jealous about him.
所以他周围的人就很嫉妒他。
So later they kick him out of their territory.
他们就把以撒给赶出去。
But yet that also gave him another opportunity for the life.
但是呢，也让他有另外一个生活上的机会。
When he received 100 times of all the blessing, is considered a material blessing he received from God.
那我们在讲到这一百倍的祝福，我们在讲的是物质上的祝福。
Actually, you find out the story there. You find out that actually it was a miracle. He received 100 times of blessing.
那我们看这个故事，我们就看到他得到了百倍的祝福。
Right. Now let's look at the book of Genesis.
请看创世纪。
Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章
，verse 11，
十一节。
Chapter Genesis chapter 26, I'm sorry, verse 12. Yeah.
对不起，创世纪二十六章十二节。
12 it says, "Now Isaac sowed in the land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him."This blessing is came from God.
我们知道这个祝福是从神来的。
This opportunity given from God, God prepared.
我们知道这个机会是神给他，神为他预备的。
That I I find out I there's one brother he no longer come to our church anymore.
我们有个弟兄，他再也没有来我们教会了。
The one time, during the time of you know the real estate market is collapsed. That period of time.
那时候房地产大崩盘。
Because right before the collapsing the real estate market, actually the market was great.
在那个崩盘之前，房地产的情况很好。
A lot of people invested. A lot of people trying to gain the profit taking or something like that.
很多人都想要投资房地产。
At the times he also, his life is getting busier. His life.
那他是很在生活当中他。通常都是很忙碌的一个人。
At the beginning, he started with his. At the beginning, he doesn't know what to do. So later, he think that, maybe real estate agents broker to be a broker maybe is good.
他刚开始不晓得自己想做什么，但是后来想说他想要做房地产中介。
Actually, he's the computer science majors here. I think.
他其实原来念的是电脑工程。
But he realized it's very hard to get a job later in his ages.
但是后来他知道他在他那个年龄他很难再找到这样子的工作。
So maybe he can try to do this real estate business.
所以他就想说他要来当来做房地产。
So he find out the opportunity. He looking for.He get the license and then he practice. Start to practice.
所以他就找这个机会，他就拿到了执照，就开始做房地产中介。
It happened it is several years to be his business getting better. About a few years actually.
那在几年后，他的生意开始好起来。
So he earned a lot of money for out of the business.
所以他在这方面赚了很多钱。
And then He even the, he hires one by one, end up to more than about 10 people that he hired under him to work for him.
他就开始雇佣一些人来帮忙他，从一个人、两个人，最后雇佣到十个人来帮助他。
So the life is getting better and better, and then there's a challenge that he have to face because he come to the church on the Sabbath. It seems eventually bothering for because of the business.
他的生意越做越大，但是最后他就碰到个挑战，因为他安息日，必须要工作，他就要来教会就很困难。
So at the beginning, he start with the one phone, the cell phone. But later he becomes two cell phone.
他本来有一个手机，后来就变了两只手机。
Sometimes there is a service, and then still, he has to.He have to receive the phone calls, or sometimes in the middle of the service, he have to go, ring the bell, and sometimes vibration I can hear from that, and he go out, he have to receive the phone call.
那在安息日聚会的时候，有人打电话给他，他就只好出去接电话。
I can tell life is getting busier and busier. Before actually we met the meal together, he talk about the faith and life, family together, kind of issues.
那我就知道他的生活变得越来越艰难，因为刚开始他会跟我讲他的信仰的事情，他家庭的事情。
But eventually the time is less and less. Even the coming to church is sometimes missing also too.
但是他的时间越来越少，最后他就竟然有时候没有来教会。
So one day he talked to me, says, "Wow, it is such a demand from the business."
有一次他就跟我讲说啊，我的生意真的非常的忙碌。
And he told me that sorry, so I cannot come to church sometimes. So, this happens.
他后来就跟我讲说，有时候我真的是没有办法来教会，那这情况就是这样。
So I talked to him.
我就跟他说
，This is the great opportunity also.
我说这也是很好的机会。
You can choose God or you can choose your business.
我说你可以选择神，或是你可以选择你的事业。
How about the Saturday?Saturday morning, you turn off the, the business phone.
我说，你安息日早上能够把你的手机关闭。
I think this is another opportunity for you.
我觉得这是一个很好的机会。
So, several months, he did it.
那几个月他就真的照做，他又来教会。
After some months, he told me that, wow, after I turn off the business phone call, I really can have a peaceful heart during the Sabbath.
他说，我终于在早上把手机关闭的话，我终于能够有一个很安静的心。
But after a few months, he still cannot turn it off yet. Remained it off, but he has to turn on again.
但是几个月后，他又开始把手机打开了。
Because the investor demanded him.
因为投资者就是要他帮忙。
So he ended up to compromise that.
他最后就妥协了。
So later, many of the services are missing, and then, but his continued business is getting better.
然后后来他就错失很多安息日都没有来，但是他的生意越做越好。
But end up this real estate market is collapsed.
但是最后这个房地产就大崩盘。
Whole entire life is changed.
那他的整个一生就完全改变了。
The moment he lost what he have, throughout after about half year, he lost everything.
他就损失了他所有的财产。
Actually, he mentioned that earning a whole year is close to millions.
他丧失百万以上。
But when he lost everything.
对不起，他赚钱的时候赚了百万，但是当他损失的时候，损失了一切。
Not only the money.
不只是钱。
It's a family happiness, joy also taken away there.
他家里的喜乐也被也丧失了。
然后 ，the impact was great。
我们可以看到他这个影响非常大。
Then from the spiritual point of view, look at the situation。
从灵性来看。
But because when the life is goes on and it is a blessing, yet he cannot see the true opportunity about God given to him, led him to choose God。
当他事业很好的时候，我们可以看到他没有用那个机会来选择神。
So only sometimes in man's life we think that a life, you know, when we can see the life as the material things.
有时候我们看到生活，我们只看到这些物质的东西。
But we can see the inside of the sometimes the opportunity coming to us to seeking God, worshiping God. So we choose God, so we receive the blessing of God.
但是我们有机会可以选择神的时候，我们应该要选择神，可以选择神给我们的祝福。
Now Isaac was there in the land that he received 100 times of blessing.
我们可以看到，以撒他在他的那个地方收到百倍的祝福。
But later on, his life also because of the people around him.They jealous on him, so they actually kick him out of the land.
但是后来我们也看到他的周围的人因为嫉妒他，把他赶出去。
Sometimes we think that this kind of situation that God gave me the blessing and end up he take away my blessing.
有时候我们这样子看到这样的情况，我们说神怎么会给我这么多祝福，最后又把这些祝福带走
？Actually, not true. Actually, God led Isaac.To let him to experience how God blessed him and also lead him to the land where he can worship in God.
但是情况其实不是这样。我们知道以撒他得到神很多的祝福，神把他带领到一个可以敬拜他的地方。
But we find out that when Isaac received 100 times of blessing, they never mentioned that he actually built the altar there to worship in God.
当这个以撒他得到百倍的祝福时，我们没有看到他在这边其实建了坛，能够来敬拜神。
Only mentioned that in the Genesis chapter 26:12 says he received the blessing 100 times a fold.
我们在创世纪26:12这边只有看到他在这边受到百倍的祝福，百倍的收成。
But actually, later on his life, he moved on to the different location by location. When the people follow him to mess up the well, end up no longer they come chase after him.And then he find out it is the blessing of God.
但我们知道后来他从一个地方搬到一个地方，每次搬到一个地方，敌人就把他的挖的井给填平，直到他最后到了一个地方。
If you look at the Genesis chapter 26, verse 22,
我们看创世纪26:22。
And here now he reached to this, and then he digging another well, and then no longer people follow him to mess so.He no quarrel with others, so he called the name is Rehoboth.
我们这里二十二节看到以撒离开那里又挖了一口井，他们不为这井争竞了，他就给那井起名叫利和伯。
God expand the land.
说神现在给我们宽阔之地。
He knows that this place is no longer enemy follow him.
他知道现在他的仇敌不会再跟着他了。
But actually, this time he lost a lot.
这时候他已经丧失了很多。
But yet he knows that. He gains everything.
但是他知道他现在终于有了安静。
God didn't show up when he was that surrounded the enemy, even though he received 100 times of fault, but this time God showed up to him.
我们知道他在百倍收成被敌人包围的时候，神并没有对他显现，但是现在神对他显现。
So Genesis chapter 26 verse 23 that he went up to the Bethel, Beersheba, I'm sorry, Beersheba.And then the 24, the Lord appeared to him.
这里二三节说，以撒从那里上别示巴去，当夜神向他显现说，我是你父亲的亚伯拉罕的神。
God blessed him.
神祝福他。
And then the verse 25, so he built an altar there.
但是二十五节这边，神就在这边筑了一个，以撒在这边筑了一个坛。
And then he praised the Lord.
求告主的名。
This is for the Isaac. This is a true victory, and this is a true way of blessing he received from God.
我们知道对以撒来讲，这其实才是真正的胜利。
He understood this opportunity all given from God.
他知道这个机会是神给他的。
He moved wherever he moves. Never he moved by his own, but when God lead him, that he follow him.
我们知道他一直在搬家，而且每次都是搬家都是神带领他，不是他自己搬家的。
And if we go back to Matthew chapter 26, a story about this when Jesus visited the Bethany at the home of the Simon the leper.
我们再回到马太福音二十六章这边，看到伯大尼讲大麻风西门的家里。
None of even his own disciple didn't understand what's going on, so they have never grabbed the chance. But this lady, this woman, grabbed this opportunity. She anointed the Lord Jesus.
我们知道门徒搞不清楚状况，也没有把握机会，只有这个女人把握这个机会，把宝贵的香膏倒到主的头上。
Actually, she wasted. Actually,
人家说他们在浪费。
Because this is expensive perfume.
他说这个香膏很贵。
I don't know how much it costs, but it is quite expensive. I'm sure.
我们不晓得到底多贵，但是我们知道非常的贵。
Usually, the woman who save about over years of money, even 300 denarii, they buy this kind of a precious perfume for the prepare for their marriage.
通常，女人这个都是花很多时间才能够存这么多钱买这样的香膏，是为了自己的结婚典礼做准备。
Somehow, the what she prepared all this perfume is prepare for this moment. I'm sure because at the beginning she never realized that.
她可能刚开始没有想过这个香膏是为了这个时候准备的。
But yet she prepared for herself, but later find out it turned to be the blessing for him. That preparation for the perfume now anointed the Lord Jesus Christ.
他可能这个香膏原来是为了自己准备了，但是最后这个香膏却用在主的身上。
So the Iscariot Judah was so angry. Why? Because you waste the perfume.
所以那时候加略人大就很生气，你为什么这么浪费这个香膏？
You're supposed to selling this perfume.And then you bring the money so that you can help the poor people.
你应该把这个香膏卖来赚拿到的钱可以救一些穷人。
And then the Jesus talked to the disciple.
所以耶稣就跟他的门徒说
，Don't bother this lady. Verse 10 says.
不要为难这个女人。
Verse 10, Jesus praised her, saying, "She has done a good deed to me."
她在我身上做的是一件美事。
And the verse 12 says, "For when she poured this perfume upon my body, she did it to prepare me for burial."
她将这香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬做的。
It has become a blessing for her because she anointed that moment. Jesus came to her house; she anointed him.
因为她把握了这个机会，主耶稣来的时候，把香膏倒到她身上，这变成了给她的祝福。
And also Jesus mentioned that verse 13.
耶稣在十三节这边又说
Truly I say to you, whatever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done shall also be spoken of the memory of her.
我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这个福音，也要述说这女人所行的，做个纪念。
It's not because she offered this expensive the perfume to anoint Jesus, but because there is behind the Behind there is a spirit.
我们知道并不是因为这个香膏很贵，而是在这后面有个属灵的奥秘。
She knows all to the Lord Jesus, willing to pay back to the Lord Jesus.
因为他觉得自己欠主耶稣很多，所以他愿意偿还。
What she has is not important, but what the Lord Jesus have done to her is the more important.
他觉得他自己拥有多少并不重要，而是主耶稣对他的恩典是很重要。
So she looking forward the opportunity to do something for the Lord Jesus.
所以他一直在找机会能够为主耶稣做什么。
So the opportunities are always we have to think about. It is precious.
我们知道这个机会是很宝贵的。
And especially when we are young, especially when we are able, when we are healthy life.
特别是我们还年轻的时候，我们还健康的时候。
We never put our own interests or our own selfish way desire to be motivated.
我们不应该把自己的利益放作优先。
Or find out King Saul when he the battle against the Philistine.
我们知道扫罗王他在跟腓力士人作战的时候。
He waiting for 7 days when the Samuel come to the battleground to offer to God.
我们知道他要献祭，他在等。He's waiting for Samuel.
Yeah,
他在等撒母耳来一起献祭。
He couldn't make, so he couldn't come to the battleground.
但是撒母耳因为延迟没有来。
But he offered to God by his own.
所以扫罗就自己
献燔祭。And that was a great mistake he made it.
这是个很大的错误。
The second mistake, God actually gave him a second chance, let him to eliminate the Amalekite.
那我们知道神再给他一次机会，叫他要把撒玛利亚人都除尽。
It was a great opportunity for him to making up himself, so he can still faithful to God at the moment.
我们知道这是他一个能够改正他错误的机会，所以他才能够继续对神来效忠。
But he wasted that opportunity.
但是他浪费了这个机会。
So because of that, God rejected him.
因为这样子，神就拒绝了他。
Now look at the First Samuel chapter 15.
请看撒母耳记上十五节。
First Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上十五节，十五章，对不起。撒母耳记上十五章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Now go and strike the Amalek and utterly destroy all that he has, and do not spare him, but to death both man and woman, child and infant, ox and sheep, camels and donkeys. This is what God says.Through the Samuel,
我们知道，神借着撒母耳对扫罗说，要把亚玛力人全部灭尽。
The Saul prepared all these the soldiers and the attacking the Amalekite.
所以扫罗招聚百姓要攻击撒玛利人。
So that they
亚玛力人。
Verse 6, they destroyed the Amalekite.
第六节这边说把他们全部灭尽。
Even they captured the king.
他们也抓了。他们的王。
But yet, what they received the word of God to King Saul, he didn't follow that.
但是我们知道，扫罗他并没有遵从神的话语。
As appearance is a victory.
看起来好像是一个胜利。
But as the inside of this story, actually he's a failure.
但是我们知道这个真正的故事的含义，其实扫罗他就失败了。
Because he couldn't use this opportunity for purpose of the God's glory.
因为他没有用到这个把握这个机会来成就神的荣耀。
Now from verse 8,
请看第八节。
And he captures Agag, the king of Amalekite, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword, which is until here is good, verse 9. But here the problem, verse 9 is that Saul and the people spare Agag the best of the sheep and oxen and the fatlings, the lamb, and all that was good.And were not willing to destroy them utterly.
我们看从第八节开始，这边都是好的，到第九节这边开始就错了，因为他们就把一切美物他们都不肯灭绝。
So he doesn't like to destroy utterly.
所以他不想要把一切都杀尽。
So this is a wonderful given opportunity. Actually, he wasted.
这是一个很好的机会，但是他浪费了这机会。
But because of this given opportunity, he misused it. So his kingship is to be taken, and then. God no longer to be to his descendant to be the king.
好好的机会却浪费并且滥用，所以最后他的王位就被神夺回去了。
Do we find of the verse 12 because he, verse 12 actually he set the monuments. Supposedly he set the monument for God, but he set the monument for himself.
我们看到十二节这边，扫罗王在立纪念碑，他应该立为了神来立纪念碑，但是他是为了自己立纪念碑。
So in a picture, we can see that from the outside of the picture, this wonderful opportunity he destroyed in Amalekite, it seems like he captured the king and he saved all these in the fatted cattle and all these things. It seems like a victory is in his hands, and also he set the monument for himself.Actually, it's not a glory for God, but for himself.
我们知道表面上看起来好像是一个很大的胜利，因为他击败亚玛利亚亚玛利人，并且生擒亚玛利的王亚甲，并且把所有的好东西都留下来，为了自己立纪念碑，又没有为神立纪念碑。
It was the opportunity for him, the golden opportunity for him.
这是一个很好的机会。
But yet he misused it.
但是他滥用这个机会。
Because his heart is never prepared to serve God.His heart is not to glorify God.
因为他没有准备好他的心来侍奉神，他也没有准备好的心来让神得荣耀。
So we have to think about the opportunity is precious.
所以我们知道这个机会应该是很难得的。
Matthew chapter 26, when Jesus proclaimed that the Passover is coming 2 days later, the Son of Man is to be delivered upon to a crucifixion, which is the announced to all his disciples.
那我们知道二十六章这边讲说神主耶稣这边跟门徒宣布，他说两天以后是逾越节，人子要被交在要交给人钉在十字架上。
None of his disciples to prepare ready to contribute this time to the Lord Jesus Christ anything.
门徒这边应该在这边开始准备要为主耶稣做什么。
And also at that time the chief tax and chief priests and all of these the religious leader, actually they bring as this opportunity to kill the Lord Jesus.
这时候祭司长和民间长老就用这个机会要捉拿耶稣。
Judas Iscariot actually trying to betray the Lord Jesus at this opportunity.
加利略人犹大用这个机会来背叛主耶稣。
But this woman's only one get this opportunity to anoint the Lord Jesus.
只有这个女人用这个机会来把宝贵的香膏倒在主耶稣头上。
So Jesus chose this instance as a very precious to him,
所以、这个、
to her, to him.
所以这个这个故事对主耶稣来讲是一个很感人的故事。
It's not just physically anointed me.
他并不只是在肉体上为我
prepare me for my burial.
他更是为我的安葬做准备。
It is a spiritual blessing and spiritual.Actually anointed the Lord Jesus in a sense.
这是主属灵的祝福，也是属灵的恩膏。
That's why when he talked to his disciples, say, "This gospel is preached, please, the whole world, and what this woman has done shall also be spoken of the memory of her."
所以主耶稣对门徒说，不管把这个福音传到哪里，也要述说这个女人所行的，做个纪念。
God are constantly giving us opportunity, give us a chance that let us use for the opportunity to glorify God.
神常常给我们机会，让我们能够荣耀他的名。
Each opportunity we use for the right purpose and God's purpose, continually gain the blessing of God.
要是我们用这个机会来荣耀神的名，我们就会常常得到他的祝福。
And also continue to our life, not only we bless, but surround us all receive the same blessing.
所以我们要继续努力，不只是我们受到祝福，更是我们周围的人也能够因为我们受到祝福。
We know because two times a year we have a spiritual convocation.
我们知道我们一年有两度灵恩布道会。
Whenever we have a time, we come to the Lord, we listen to the word of God, we pray to God.
要是我们机会，我们就来这边跟神祷告，听神的话语。
Well, of course, we can think there's just another extra time, another extra service we can say.
我们可以讲说这是一个多出来的讲道。
But if we choose this opportunity as a golden opportunity,
但是我们如果把这个多出来的讲道当做一个很好的机会
choose this one for gained everything, then God bless us as it is.
选择这个机会让神来祝福我们
So the God's blessing will really upon us.
所以神的祝福就真的在我们身上
It's not because of the message is greater than any time else.
并不是说这个讲道很棒。
It's not because of the, you know, yesterday, today is a different.
并不是昨天跟今天有什么不同。
But today is the given opportunity from God.
但是今天是神给我们的机会。
But we choose this opportunity, even we can waste it on the material things, but we come to the Lord, gain this opportunity, it turned to be blessing, is spiritual blessing turned out to be.
我们也可以浪费这个机会去选择物质的东西，但是我们也可以选择这个机会来接受神的祝福。
I hope we can learn from this lady, the woman, the Mary. She anointed the Lord Jesus that she never passed this opportunity.
我希望我们能跟这个女人学习，她把宝贵的恩膏膏在神的头上，她没有浪费这个机会。
The one time there was the New Year's. So we think that we have I suggest, you know, the council, we have a maybe fasting prayer at the beginning of the new year.
我建议我们的职会在新年的时候来一个禁食祷告。
At that time, there is only one, the old brother came, and actually, he and I, we have a one-day fasting prayer together.
那时候我只有一个弟兄跟我，我们两个人禁食祷告一天。
So the big chapel, only he and I, we sit down and...Whole day we have a fasting prayer together.
在很大的会堂里面，只有我们两个人，我们禁食祷告。
This is his testimony, sir.
那这个是一个见证。
He mentioned about the whole year. God blessed him. He says, "I received the blessing from God."
他说，我接受了神多祝福。
He says he cannot explain detailedly, but throughout the year to the end, he find out.It is a blessing.
他说他没有办法解释到底发生什么事情，但是这一年当中是很大的祝福。
Once we offer to God the most precious one to God,
要是我们把自己最好的献给神
，our time,
我们的时间
，our labor,
我们的精力
，our heart,
我们的心
，God remember us that.
神会记得我们的。
Just like you know the widows, there is an offering box.
那时候有个很大的奉献箱。
She put the two copper coin.They took coin upon the offering box.
她放了两个小钱。
I don't know where she lived, but she's maybe far distance. But she come to Jerusalem to offer the offering box.
我不晓得她住哪里，她可能住很远，但是她特别来耶路撒冷放两个小钱在奉献箱。
Jesus saw that opportunity.
神
saw the given opportunity to them.
耶稣就看到了。
The rich people also offer the offering box.
他也看到有钱人捐了很多钱。
But they don't offer everything, but she offer everything.
他说那些有钱人并没有捐所有的，但是这寡妇捐了所有的。
It's not the material issue.
这并不是物质的问题。
Jesus talking about the heart of these ladies.
耶稣讲的是这个女人的心。
Because she offer everything at the opportunity.
因为她找了这个机会，把她所有的献出来。
I hope that this spiritual convocation make this the most for the.Given opportunity to receive the blessing from God.
我希望这个灵恩会大家都能把握机会来接受神的祝福。
Surely God is remember our effort, our heart.
神会记得我们的努力，记得我们的心。
Yes, all kneel down. We pray together to finish the second hour's the service with a prayer.
我们一起做结束的祷告。
Let's all kneel down. Pray together.
一起跪下祷告。